All this week on Real Radio, we're investigating the rising demand for Botox parties in the region. Today, in the third of our special reports, we find out what really happens by visiting one in Whitley Bay.
Okie doke, right, if you'd like to jump up on the table. Since your last treatment, you had no problems then at all with any droopiness, anything like
that? Nothing at all, no.
Lovely.
Each person has the procedure separately in a different room to the rest of the group. And before every appointment, your practitioner must go through a health check with you. Rebecca Nolan's from Gosforth and says she's going to continue to get the treatments.
Absolutely, yeah. To the day I die, probably. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to look good this good when I'm 60. I'm 40. I haven't got any wrinkles. It's amazing. It keeps me looking young. It keeps all the lines and all the wrinkles away. I've been having it done since the beginning of 09 and I love it. It's fab.
Of course, not all experiences of Botox are positive. From droopy eyebrows to a plastic, shiny-looking forehead, they're just some of the unwanted side effects seen by people in the Northeast. No one wanted to talk about it on air, but even practitioners say they're still getting patients who want help after going somewhere cheaper and getting poor results. One mum says she's now choosing to grow gracefully, as it felt too strange not being able to frown. Tomorrow we hear from a consultant who tells us why cheap definitely isn't cheerful when it comes to Botox. And online you can see Rebecca have the procedure and take a look at our guide to help you choose the right practitioner. All that and more at realradio.co.uk.